This is the moment opposition supporters say police fired tear gas as they gathered at the home of opposition UDP leader Useni Dabo. The tense standoff happened at Dabo's home, just across the street from the United States Embassy in the Serekunda area. Supporters claim their candidate was robbed in Saturday's presidential election, and they won't back down. Incumbent Adama Barrow has again been declared president. His first term came after the oppressive 22-year rule of former leader Yahya Jammeh.
"We want Barrow to step down. They rigged the election. The results are worse than what was announced during Yahya Jammeh's reign. Even he didn't defeat the UDP with this margin."
Witnesses say the skirmish began after a stone was cast at the police, who then responded with tear gas and arrests. Incidents like this have been reported elsewhere. Witnesses say clashes have happened between supporters of the governing party and the main opposition.
"You are not happy with the results. But not being happy with the result doesn't mean that we have to adopt measures that run contrary to the law. The laws of the Gambia have provided us the remedies that we could avail ourselves. And those remedies we must pursue."
Hopes of Gambia's post-election period will be hit-free were dashed by these incidents. Now, even the position of opposition leader Useni Dabo regarding the outcome of this election suffered a setback. On Monday, one of the candidates who attended a meeting in his house while the results of the elections were rejected called and congratulated President Adama Barrow.
Election observers from both the African Union and European Union found no major problems in the electoral process. Other candidates like Khalifa Sallah have already conceded defeat, saying Gambians have spoken.
"Why they voted the way they voted is not my prerogative to inquire into. They have voted. It's their voice. They've made their voices heard. It is for us to accept their decision."
The police have issued a statement vowing to deal with troublemakers, and with some opposition supporters saying they won't back down. It could be a tense post-election period for the Gambia. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Banjul, The Gambia.